This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Celebrations in Israel Saturday as four hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza were rescued from captivity during a costly raid, though, that left dozens dead. Tributes pouring in for Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders, who died in a small plane crash in Washington State on Friday. Jerry Griffin is the former director of Johnson Space Center and served as lead flight director for multiple Apollo missions.
I saw him in one interview where he said, "I'll fly as long as I can crawl into the cockpit." And I think that was his passion, and he loved it.
Anders was 90 years old. South Korea says it will begin broadcasting anti-North Korea propaganda on loudspeakers near the border with North Korea in response to a campaign by North Korea in which it's flown hundreds of balloons filled with trash over the border. Haiti's newly selected prime minister has been hospitalized. It's not clear why Gary Kinnear has been hospitalized. This is ABC News. The start of beach season marred by a spate of shark attacks, the latest in Hawaii.
Officials in Hawaii say a 25-year-old woman is in serious condition after she was bitten off Oahu's north shore. The attack occurred near a small boat harbor known as a popular destination for shark tours. It happened the same day as two other shark attacks in Walton County, Florida, that left three people injured, two critically. Those beaches are now open again. These attacks are in addition to an incident earlier this week in California and last week in Texas, and come as Americans flock to the beaches for the start of summer.
ABC's Christian Cordero reporting. A large chunk of the twisting Teton Pass in Wyoming has collapsed, leaving a gaping hole in the highway that serves as a vital commuter link between eastern Ohio and the tourist destination of Jackson. Aerial photos of the collapse show the Teton Pass road riddled with cracks and a big section where the pavement has disappeared altogether. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Old Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stone Road. Find the menu at lazyoflounge.com. Let's do a double dip of Bodicita now. These guys are coming to Madison. We'll tell you all about the show right after we hear a double dip. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. Boda Cheetah there in Highway. A double dip of Boda Cheetah. And that was the first song was Mazul. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, I played Boda Cheetah to kick off this hour for one reason and one reason only. Well, maybe two. They're awesome. They rock.
That was really good.
Remember their Atwood Fest appearance a couple years ago?
Yes.
On the Luther Allison, or I guess at that time, the Madison Heritage Stage. They rocked it, dude.
And they really surprised a lot of people, I think, and took them really out of left field. They were like, who are these guys?
I love when that happens.
You know, they're from southeastern Wisconsin, and they're just an amazing band. They're like, you know, I'm going to say they're like our local jam all-stars, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And they are coming to Madison to play June 21st at the Max Inc. radio stage at the top of State Street for Make Music Madison Day.
That is amazing.
And they're gonna be our headlining band. We have a full PA system up there. We're even going to have some light because they're going to go all the way to 9 p.m. Mm. So it's live concert, right? Starting earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I know we're starting at least 3. Brian Bethke's going to be playing.
He was so fabulous in the Lair coming out from Eau Claire.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Sarah.
Yes.
And
yes.
She'll be playing. And
she's
then,
terrific.
And then we'll be bringing Katie Scullin Band, the whole band.
That is amazing. I know she's really excited about it.
And then Boda Cheetah. I think it sounds like a pretty sublime lineup.
You know, and Make Music Day in general is a day you want to float around wherever you might be. But I have a feeling I'm going to get to our stage. I'm going to want to stay there.
That's the whole idea. Yeah.
I know. It just sounds so much fun.
And it's going to be right on the Capitol Square at the top of State Street, kind of right around the corner from Ian's, right?
Between Ian's Pizza and the Veterans Museum.
Yes.
And, you know, we partnered up with Dane Arts and Ian's Pizza. Mm-hmm. They're going to help feed the bands, which is going to be really cool.
That's amazing.
And music makes a difference. So they've gotten in to help us pay the bands a little bit, get them some gas money, because we're bringing in, you know, from Kenosha, southern Wisconsin, Boda Cheetah's coming in. So, you know, we're trying to bring a really high-level band for our stage here.
I think you are.
Make Music
I think it's going to be fabulous.
The hippies will be out in full force, too.
Yes.
Including all of us. Right?
I want to see some Steal Your Face shirts.
Right. Oh, funny.
hope to see you at Make Music Madison. And I think if you're a band, you want to play somewhere, or maybe if you want to be a venue and do a lay hosting, you could go to makemusicmadison.org. Sign up, create yourself an account. It's a really good matchmaking system that they have there to match a band or a venue wherever you were trying to go. Makemusicmadison.org and get all the details. Rocker, we still got plenty of show coming up here today. We got, what do we got coming up?
Jim Malott, Pride Fest in Milwaukee. We're going to be talking to Jim about Pride Fest. Bob LaFollette, COPA, Music Industry Night, the community organizations promoting the arts. We'll find out all about that. And Live in the Lair with Marta the Piano Girl, the Piano Gal.
The Piano Gal.
She'll be coming up 9 p.m. Live in the Lair. Interview, live music. Great segment. And then Max Inc. After Hours, Rob Robert, 10 to midnight.
I'm waiting to see what the piano's going to be. If it's going to be just like a little keyboard, or if it's going to be a big baby grand.
Yeah, it's coming up the elevator, Jimmy.
Oh, excellent. So we're probably wondering how big. Yeah, if she's got to come up the elevator. Okay, this is interesting.
I think they're tuning it in the lobby right now.
We better get... better get a measuring tape out.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I hope that thing goes sideways.
Right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. This artist was live in the Lair last week, and he was fantastic. You can get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. It's Brian Bethke, and I'll Be Okay.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wondering what could be. If I just make my escape, I'll be okay.
I'll be okay. Brian Befke, get that podcast from last week's Live in the Lair. It's really, really good at MaxInkRadio.com. Another artist playing our Make Music Madison stage is Katie Scullin. This is her latest one, Unfailing, on Max Inc. Radio. Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Katie Scullin and her latest song, Unfailing. Of course, you could come see Katie Scullin just 13 days from now at the top of State Street on the Capitol Square for the Make Music in Madison Max Inc. radio stage. It's going to be a great time. Rocker, can you go through the people that are helping out Dane Arts?
Dane Arts, yep.
Music Makes a Difference.
Music Makes a Difference. Music Make Music Madison. They're also in on it. Ian's Pizza. Civic Media.
Yeah.
Mad Radio 92.7.
Mad Radio 92.7. Max Inc. Radio. So there's just a lot of people that are stepping in. And Red Star Audio, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a great stage. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree.
It's going to be a great day all around the city, basically all around the world. It's a worldwide event to celebrate the summer solstice. Make Music. It's pretty cool.
I can tell you in my bar notes this evening.
Which is coming up in just like a couple minutes.
Uh-huh. I share a little tidbit with you about Make Music Day. And what Wisconsin is doing and how we are finding our place in the day.
Real quick, we started the show off tonight with a double dip of The Flavor That Kills.
Yes.
They're playing Atwood Fest, of course. Rocker brought in a care package for me, a Clyde's Doublefield shirt, which I'm really excited about. Thank you, Joey B. Banks.
Oh, that's cool.
And a Clyde's Doublefield All-Star Band CD. But then there was a album, you know. I didn't know what it was. Rocker didn't know what it was. Flavor of the Kill that was playing. And I opened the box, and it was a vinyl and a CD from the Flavor That Kills.
How about that?
They're brand
Happy
new
Happy birthday,
album.
Jimmy K.
Well, it's not even my birthday.
I know. It doesn't matter. Pretend it is.
I mean, right. June 8th? I mean, this is like exactly 6 months from my birthday.
Oh, that's perfect.
Nice. Pretty much. I love the artwork on the album.
Mm-hmm. So well, we love the telling, music.
Are you telling album. People that if they want to send you vinyl, that you'll happily accept it here at Civic Media?
I tell you what, here's what I'm saying. Sage Wild, please install turntables here in the broadcast table.
Oh, boy.
Just two turntables and a microphone is all I want.
That goes back. Good times, though.
Hey, we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Pride Parade and Pride in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. It is a steep history. It is Pride Month in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk with the president, Jim Merlot, in just a couple of minutes.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's time for Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr with a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start in the Fox Cities and an event being called the Fox Cities Experience. It will feature food trucks, carnival rides, but the best part? More than 24 musical acts. It's all happening across Jefferson Park in Menasha. Here's Experience Communications Director Jim Collar.
We've worked to have an incredibly diverse lineup. We have your rock, we've got your blues, but we also have some reggae acts, or we got some jam bands. We have a Green Day tribute act. If you don't like what you're hearing, move over to the next tent.
Collar says the best of the best local bands will be playing all weekend. Now, you may remember the long-running Electric City Experience in Kokona, but this year, organizers decided to move it to Menasha, with Jefferson Park offering a larger area. Parking and admission free. Okay, you've heard us talking about the Make Music Day, a worldwide event happening on the summer solstice, Friday, June 21st. Yeah, we've talked about the events happening in Madison, Sun Prairie, Milwaukee. We're now learning there are 23 cities across Wisconsin planning to be part of Make Music Day. Wow. The number of locations involved makes our state one of the leaders in what's considered the world's largest music event anyway. Now, from Eau Claire to Green Bay, Kenosha to Marshfield, everywhere in between, there's a great opportunity for you to enjoy free music. So find the Make Music event in your community at makemusicday.org. And a save the date for you. Friday, June 28th, It's the kickoff to the Mad Lit series along the 100 block of State Street in Madison. The first one is going to feature five incredible DJs spinning music for you to enjoy from 8 to 10. You'll also find vendors and visual artists of color. It's free to come out, enjoy, and support. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is on the air. Happy to have you along. Don't forget, you can call or text us right from the Civic Media app or 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Doing it from the app is the best way, though, because then we get, like, brownie points and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. GBK Rocker Terry Barr with you, and we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Pride Parade that's happening tomorrow in Milwaukee. Of course, June is Pride Month. This is a big weekend in Milwaukee, and on the phone with us right now to talk about it with us is Jim Malott from the president of the Milwaukee Pride Fest. Jim, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. How are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you so much for coming on. And it's an honor to talk to you. You're the president of the Milwaukee Pride Parade. Talk about that and what you guys do for the Milwaukee community.
Well, basically, we just take and put on a parade. This year, it's going to be one of the largest parades we've ever had. We have over 200 units.
Oof.
With over 5,000 people in the parade itself.
And we know Civic Media is going to be in the parade, and they've all been talking about it. Our coworkers are so excited to be part of Pride Parade. Jim, it's Terry, and I guess I'm curious, what's the history, and what does this mean to you to be involved in this event? And I have to tell you, if you did not know, U.S. News and World Report actually named Milwaukee's festival and parade as a top 20 Pride event. How about that?
I was not even aware of that.
Oh, I saw that. I'm writing up some history stories about Pride and saw that, and I thought, oh, go Milwaukee. That's awesome. What does it mean to you to be involved and to know the history of what it took to get where you are?
I really don't know. You know, the worst part of it is, you know, I've been involved with the parade since we restarted it in 2005. And I don't know, I just enjoy doing it. I enjoy watching the faces of people. They are so charged. And I usually just sit at step off. And these people just can't wait to go marching down the road. it's just such a joy, you know?
Yeah.
What's the logistical issues like putting together a parade? I mean, you know, Rocker and I, we've booked shows, like live music shows. Rocker booked Atwood Fest. But a parade that's pretty interesting to think about how to make that work.
Dynamics.
Yeah, talk about that.
And the mapping.
Our parade actually has slowly evolved because we started out, the first year of the parade was 35 units. This year, with the 200, it got to the point that we just basically put everything on file cards and basically just shuffled them. That's basically how we ended up lining up everybody. And then just to make sure we didn't have two things, you know, close together.
Yeah.
But, because there are some places that just don't want to be with others.
Oh, yeah, that happens everywhere, you know. Oh, my gosh. You know, something else I was reading about, when this began in Milwaukee, I think it was 1970, if I'm remembering some of the history correctly. It was considered a one-day protest because it was the year after the riots at Stonewall in New York City. now it really feels that it's much more of a celebration. I mean, how would you describe it? And I know it's also been described as very family friendly.
Yeah, there's been a big change. When it originally started, it actually started under the guise of what became Pride Fest. And yes, it was a march. In fact, all the time that Pride Fest had it, up until 2003, which was their last year, it was actually a march.
Yeah.
It was not necessarily really billed as a parade. And we restarted it in 2005, and we basically did it in basically with the bars. And we just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
That's actually what it was. And it's evolved as that ever since.
Yeah.
Haven't the bars...
We don't really consider ourselves a march at all.
So it really is a party. It's a celebration. It's let's bring everybody together and have a great day and celebrate what we have going.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way we look at it. And yes, we do bill ourselves as being basically PG.
I love that.
I do too. You know, it's away from the political angle that we've always been involved with.
Yes.
And it's just so much more freer.
That's great.
Jim Malott, the president of Pride Fest Parade in Milwaukee, is on the phone with us right now. 844-967-2789 if you want to text us. Let's talk about the parade itself tomorrow. You said it's going to be a pretty big parade. What is the route if people were going to come to Milwaukee and wanted to watch the parade? How do we do that?
Okay, we are on South 2nd Street. It starts out at Scott Street and goes north to Cebu, which is roughly about a little over a mile long. So, and
that's
it's
great.
Parking is going to be a problem because it's all street parking. So,
well, you want to hop on the hop, right?
Yeah, the hop doesn't go that far south. I wish it did.
I wonder.
Does
Polly's Club have a shuttle?
I don't know if any of the bars do or not. I really don't know.
Well, it's going to be a gorgeous day, and people love a parade, so they'll figure it out. They'll figure out
right.
where to... Yeah. And do you do anything after the parade? Does everybody hang out and just enjoy each other's company?
There are two block parties.
Oh, yay.
Around National and 2nd Street that will be happening after the parade. We don't have anything to do with that, but they do exist.
That's awesome, because I'm sure everybody, after being in a parade, you're kind of like, woo, let's hang out and have some fun. Yeah.
Right. And they started that last year with the two block parties. Prior to that, there was only one block party, but now they've got two.
That's wonderful. What makes you so proud to be involved in this?
Stupidity.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It sounds like you are very proud of this whole event.
That I am.
Good.
Especially, in as much as it has grown. It really has. But I've never been the face of the parade.
You're just the man that makes
strange part of it.
Yeah.
You just take care of the logistics.
He makes things happen.
We definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you, Jim.
If people want to get more information about the parade, perhaps they would like to volunteer or get involved for future events. How can they do that for you?
The best way is latch onto our website, which is prideparademke.org. And there's plenty of information on there on how to get a hold of us. So,
excellent. Have a wonderful parade.
Well, thank you much, and we're glad we'll be watching for you.
Very good, yes.
Yeah, Civic Media.
We'll be marching down the street for sure. The Milwaukee Pride Parade happening tomorrow in the big city of Milwaukee.
Woo-hoo.
It's going to be a good time. Thanks, Jim. Oh, let's do some Damsel
You're
Trash.
Welcome.
They played Pride today in Milwaukee. No FOMO on Max Inc. Radio.
Practice the Spanish. Finish the puzzle. Clean the bathroom. Give my puppy a snuggle. I'm closing my Facebook. I'm muting my phone. I'm not going out tonight. Gonna stay home alone. Tonight is a Tuesday. I gotta work in the morning. It's 9 and I'm tired.
lunch for the week. Bruce and Decaf. Rewatch Aladdin. Take a night nap.
Musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Smell him, fear of the past.
of caffeine, got alcohol.
Civic Media, we are local music. Cat and a Hurricane and Caffeine and Alcohol, their latest release. Super good. Thanks to Jim for calling in from the Milwaukee Pride Parade that's happening tomorrow. Happy Pride, y'all. This hopefully is a good parade and having a good time over in Milwaukee. It's amazing how much history is in Milwaukee, considering the Pride Parade and stuff, Terry.
Yeah, 1970. Again, it was a year after the Stonewall Riots in New York City. And parades and protests happened all over the country. But Milwaukee was the first and only one in Wisconsin at that time. And they said it was also one of the first very open events where people were actually speaking out for gay rights in Wisconsin. So amazing. Some fabulous history. Yeah,
it really is.
Mm-hmm.
We got a double dip of pancreatic steel coming up. That's going to be an interesting double dip. Of course, they're going to be doing something with Atwood Fest Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. They will be. You know, Convergence is a for Atwood Fest, which is around the east side in Madison, for those who don't know. And to start off the festival at noon, what they do is they have a big parade through the neighborhoods.
Then
there's
so great.
Five different parades, right, that all meet. They converge at the stage, at the Luther Allison stage, at noon. So everybody gets there. The Hanfibians are leading everybody. They march in there all dressed up in costumes, banging pots and pans, getting all the neighborhood to say, come out to Atwood Fest. And at noon, on the Luther Allison stage, Pancromatic Steel, 8-piece steel drum band, they're going to be playing. It's going to be really cool.
What a way to start.
I'm super excited. There was so much energy last year when the Convergence came to Atwood Fest. Atwood Fest, get all the details, atwoodfest.com. There's a Facebook event as well. Cannot wait. It's the prime of the summer, I tell you. All right, we'll do some slow pop in a couple of minutes, but right now, 7,000 Apart, Started a Fire, is Max Inc. on Saturday night, original local music.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.